Welcome to the Amaya Mayette Show, where she's going to tell you all the shit they don't tell you about leadership.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the podcast, Leadership, the Shit They Don't Tell You. My name is Amaya Mayette and I am your hostess with the most incentive to disrupt your status quo about leadership. Now, episode 2, we started with being, like leadership as a way of being. And I asked a bunch of questions. And so I want to continue on that vein just a little bit because I know I threw a lot of things at you. And I'm not going to ask them in the same order. So just bear with me. Okay. So when I asked the question of how are you leading yourself through the ups and downs of your life? Now, that might seem like a weird question. If you are leading people in an organization or a church or a company, you might say, what does that have to do with anything? Well, how you do one thing is how you do everything. That is human studies. That's been proven. We as humans do not compartmentalize. How we look at life is how we look at life. So how you're leading yourself through the ups and downs of your life is key. Here's what I mean. Are you actually leading yourself through it, or are you stumbling and being a victim to circumstance and giving lots of excuses and reasons as to why you couldn't do a thing or why somebody did something to you or why something wasn't fair? Now, I'm not saying that those things don't happen, but how you lead yourself through that is key to how you lead other people. Do you have a context about the ups and downs that is empowering to you? Some people have a belief that when bad things happen to them, they're being punished over something. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that is not a context that is empowering to me. Some people like to use the cliche, well, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. No, what doesn't kill you makes you bitter. Working through the pain makes you stronger. Working through it in a way that's healthy makes you stronger, right? So that's what I mean by how are you leading yourself through the ups and downs? What is your way of being about growth and development, personal growth and development? I'm not talking about a master's or a bachelor's or a doctorate. I'm talking about personal growth and development, right? Maybe you're reading books. Maybe you're listening to podcasts, which is great. But that's very intellectual, right? That's not in reality in the court of your life. It's intellectual, it's great, but it's only the start. Are you doing the inside work? More on that in a minute. Now, why are you a leader of people? Why are you in a leadership role? Do you have a clear reason, a context of why you've taken that on? And maybe it's a feeling, right? And you just never put it into words. Sometimes we just know from a very young age that we want to make a difference, and that's how it shows up. And that's fine when you're at a young age, but when you really get into leading people, you've got to actually be able to understand why you've stepped into that. Now, maybe it's only about money and prestige. And if that's the case, can you admit to that? Like, without making a joke about it, can you actually admit that you want a leadership or management position because you get more money and you get to tell people what to do? Well, if that's you, no judgment, but this podcast probably isn't for you, okay? Because I don't deal with people who only care about money and ego as a leader. You're not being a leader. You are in a leadership position, and more than likely, if all you care about is money and your ego, you are causing harm. Yes, I said that. Now, if that's kind of what is your, you know, what's fun about it, but that's not your driving force, stay tuned, okay? Now, here's the thing. If you have a calling to be a leader of people and organizations, and you haven't put it into words yet, no problem. But it's time to put it into words, because putting it into words, simple, a sentence, maybe two, will become your North Star. And it will become part of why you do what you do. And there's something magical that happens when you can articulate why you have put yourself in a position to be disliked, to make tough decisions, to be on 24/7 a lot of the times. It's not a simple role, right? So there's got to be something calling to your soul about why you are taking this on. All right, now here's where we're going to go on a little bit about doing the internal work. What do you know about human behavior? I'm not talking about psychology, you know, that psychology class that you had to take in college or high school, but I'm talking really about the experience of being human. What happens from multiple perspectives as we grow up from the womb to the tomb, as they say? What's our experience of life? Why are we here? Why do you say you're here? What do you know, or what work have you done on your own emotional intelligence? Now, again, you may have read a book. Daniel Goleman was the first person that really wrote about emotional intelligence, and he's really great. And there's a lot of people that have talked about emotional intelligence. But the only thing I want to talk about in that regard, besides it is critical and it is more difficult than just book smarts, okay? Because we're not brought up in a world that cares about emotional intelligence. We're not taught that in the schools. We're not taught how to work through our emotions and how to manage and control our emotions so that they're appropriate. Now, managing and controlling your emotions is great while you work on what it is that you have to manage and control, right? So if you're angry about something and you walk into work, you know you can't take it out on the people at work. You know that. But a lot of times, anybody around you can tell that you're angry, that you're upset, and your tone is sharp, and you're making decisions based on something else going on in your life, or maybe something going on in the office. So you got to learn how to control that and not let it get in the way. While you're learning how to control that, however, you got to be actually working through it. This is where a lot of people, I'm going to lose you. It's okay. Maybe you're not ready, but this is the juice. If you're not dealing with your triggers, if you're not dealing with the things that happened when you were growing up from your parents or your siblings or your kids that played in the neighborhood or that mean teacher at school or your first heartbreak or your first failing on a project or the first time you got in trouble or when you got your heart broken or the marriage that failed. I mean, I can go on and on. Y'all know what I'm saying. If you're not dealing with that, you are only gonna go so far. Now, I know there are facts to prove me wrong. Just look at some of our presidents. No emotional intelligence. Yep, I said it. Nope, I'm not naming names. And I will tell you, the higher up you go in the corporate ladder, the lower the emotional intelligence is, because they are not incentivized on emotional intelligence. They are incentivized on profit over people. Is that the kind of leader that you would like to be? You got to choose, because if you don't choose, you get swept up in the system. Okay, all of it matters. All of it matters. Now, I am not saying that you can't be a decent or even good leader without it. You can. I've known people that are pretty decent, but you can only go so far without actually dealing with your stuff. That's my point. Who are you being as a leader? Are you being the status quo? Are you being someone who will allow profit over people? Are you being someone who will allow your people to get chewed up in the corporate industrial complex? Are you allowing people to go home to their families feeling less than and inadequate because they are insecure about who they are based on the environment that they are in that is your responsibility? Yes. You, as the leader, are responsible for the culture in which your people come to work. I don't care if you only got 5 people. That's your team. That's your culture. That's your responsibility. I don't care if you're only in a church. I shouldn't say only. If you're in a church and not a corporation, if you're in a HOA. Oh, that's a whole nother conversation. Or wherever, right? Like, I don't care where you are. If you are responsible for people or products that people use, and you are not standing for everybody winning, and that includes financially, right? But if you don't take that on, if you don't develop the character, the integrity, the love, the healing, the compassion to actually lead people in a way where they go home and their families are impacted in a positive way because their mom or dad came home after a day at work when they discovered that they were more than they ever thought possible. What the hell are you doing? You're collecting a paycheck and you are part of the problem. All right, that was episode number 3, Leadership, the Shit They Don't Tell You. Next episode, we're going to talk more about doing, right? These last two have been on being. We're going to talk more about doing because there are wonderful methods and approaches that will make a difference. It is an art and a science, and it's well worth everything that you'd be willing to put into it. But until then, this is Amaya Mayette signing off.
Join us for the next episode of Leadership, the Shit They Don't Tell You.